AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Portugal's top diplomat says the government was taken aback by revelations a Portuguese man is the main suspect in the mass shooting at Brown University in Rhode Island and the killing of an MIT professor near Boston who was of the same nationality. Police say Claudio Neves Valente, a former Brown student and Portuguese national, was found dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Rhode Island Attorney General Peter Nerona says there are a lot of whys attached to the search for a motive.
I don't think we have any idea why now or why. Why Brown? Why these students? Why this classroom? That is really unknown to us. And it may become clear. I hope that it does, but it hasn't as of right now.
President Trump suspended the green card lottery program that allowed the suspect in the Brown and MIT shootings to come to the U.S. The verdict is guilty for a Wisconsin judge accused of helping a Mexican immigrant dodge federal authorities.
Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan has been convicted by a jury of obstruction, which is a felony. She was acquitted of concealing an individual, a misdemeanor. On April 18th, Judge Dugan was hearing the battery case of Eduardo Flores Ruiz. When she learned that immigration agents were outside her courtroom to take the defendant into custody, she left the courtroom to confront the agents, then led the defendant and his attorney out a private jury door. Agents spotted Flores Ruiz, chased him down, and arrested him. U.S. Attorney Brad Schimmel says Judge Dugan had to face the consequences of her actions.
The defendant is certainly not evil, nor is she a martyr for some greater cause. It was a criminal case like many that make their way through this courthouse every day, and we all must accept the verdict peacefully.
She faces up to 5 years in prison. I'm Donna Water.
Canada and the U.S. have started formal trade talks. This is AP News. Several blue tarps are hanging in front of Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center to hide work being done.
Workers on scaffolding are changing the name of the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts to the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. And a large letter D could be seen on the exterior before the final tarps went up. President Donald Trump's hand-picked board on Thursday voted to rename Washington's leading performing arts center, prompting Democrats to accuse the board of overstepping its legal authority. They say only Congress can change the name. Recently, Trump had his name added to the building for the U.S. Institute of Peace. Donna Water, Washington.
The NFL's Kansas City Chiefs are close to leaving Arrowhead Stadium for a new home in Kansas City, Kansas. More information at apnews.com. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
QTS is building more than a data center in Dane County. We're partnering with Alliant Energy to enable 750 megawatts of new renewable energy sources, supporting sustainable generation while lowering costs. We use a closed-loop, water-free cooling system that conserves billions of gallons of water each year. And we're investing millions locally, from scholarships and workforce development to nonprofits and first responders. QTS, powered by people, driven by purpose. Paid for by QTS.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home, thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
An education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I develop because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.